Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
番組は多言語放送です。放送予定は suprememastertv.com/schedule.
My heart just doesn't know how to express all this gratitude and love for them, for the animals. Thank you. Thank you, all of you, my dearest friends, the animals. I pray for all of you every day. My heavens, hear us. Bless all of us. Liberate all of us. Liberate. Free all of us from this trap of the illusionary Maya drama. Thank you all who helped.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aloxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Kushe means hello in Creole, the national language of Sierra Leone. My name is Fatal. The sweet-hearted inhabitants of Sierra Leone are grateful for kind souls such as yourselves, who are aware that the plant-based diet is the fastest and only way to save the planet. Officially known as the Republic of Sierra Leone, this West African country contains diverse terrain and a range of environments, from dry savanna grasslands to dense rainforests. Conservation efforts have been made to preserve the abundant wildlife that inhabits these natural areas. Several national parks and reserves, including the Takugama Chimpanzee Sanctuary, have all been established with the goal of providing a safe haven for the nation's animals, trees, and plants. In 2019, Sierra Leonean officials also pledged further protection for the chimpanzees when they named the Western chimpanzee as the national animal. Birds are also a big part of the wildlife in Sierra Leone. Avian species include emerald cuckoos, cormorants, whistling ducks, African swifts, long-tailed nightjars, blue swallows, and sunbirds, among others. Sierra Leoneans are known for their brilliant expressions through dance. Many of the ethnic groups in the country have their own ceremonial style, all of which are very rhythmic and beautiful. Sierra Leone is also well represented in modern-day visual arts. Painter Olayinkin Burney-Nickel was appointed government artist for Sierra Leone's Ministry of Education for a decade and Hassan Bangura, whose life and work were recognized with many awards, created vibrant depictions of Sierra Leone's daily life. We enjoyed sharing glimpses of dazzling Sierra Leone with you, cheerful viewers. We pray for your compassionate example to help others realize their ever-growing love for all sentient beings. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion. She lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Thank you. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness. Wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 3 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15th, 2021.
Nhìn thu vật ấp yêu lòng chạy thương, ta con người cũng tự tại.
Sometimes you have to wait a long time. And also you have to look at the angle, which one will look good. Yeah, like you want to take some branches of the tree, you don't take the whole tree. It won't look that good, even though outside it looks good. But in the photo, it doesn't look as good. It's funny, you know? So you have to choose an angle and choose some part. You cannot take the whole tree, for example, like that. It takes a lot of time from me. I like it. It just takes time. And sometimes the mosquitoes, they don't know anything about Artist Day or International Artist, nothing. They appreciate me, not my art talent. Yeah, and, only two hands, and one same day, go. And then once I shoo the mosquito away, the flower was covered again. I really love to take photographs. Sometimes I forsake my food on or sleep or rest or whatever. If I see something good, oh, that's it. I forget everything else. Yeah, I have to take the photos. Because sometimes if you don't take the photo that day or that moment, maybe the wind came and it's blown away and the flower will be gone, okay?
Yes.
Or the rain comes and the flowers will be gone also. Or the scenery won't look the same.
Right.
Yes, like that. Everything takes time, and we have only so much time per day. Yeah? That's the thing. That's the thing on this planet.
It takes me many hours because you have to select the best one to photograph. And then when I come back, I still need to screen it again for the best of all the shots. And then I have to select again which one for what BMD on Supreme Master Television. but I really enjoy it.
Oh, why do I talk so much? What did you ask? A tree of life, yeah? Okay. Of course, the tree of life symbolizes life, and the deity wants to remind us that we do not destroy life, because if we destroy other life, then we destroy our own life also. If we destroy trees, which give us oxygen and shade and hold the soil together so that it will not be washed away, and so many things that the tree can do. And if we keep cutting them just to raise the animals, and then we kill the animals as well, then our life will be at stake also.
Yes.
Most of the humans do not hear the trees, do not hear the deities around us, who are always trying to tell us things. Even animals, like some of you are afraid of spiders, they came to tell you something. They won't harm you. They know you are good. They respect you. Wow, like the other day, one of the spiders came in somewhere, and one of the people who stay here say, afraid of spiders. The spider wanted to tell her that you are very special. That was a message. They just say, we envy you. You are special. Something like that. Or just like the bee just stays still right in front of me. Not afraid of my big size and my super size, super talent. Stay there for many seconds until she delivers the whole message. I just have to stand there and listen, because she stays right in front of me and the road is small, okay? In front of the door.
Wow.
And the door is closed behind me. And both sides have things, so I cannot go anywhere. I just have to stand there and listen to her. I knew that when they behave like that, that means they want to deliver some message. And I'm always so grateful, grateful.
One day, the bee even came to my area in front of my door. Not one day, but 2 days. In the night, in the dark night, to warn me of intrusion of someone that I knew, of course. And the bees, I don't think they fly at night. I don't think they fly anywhere at night. But they flew in and stayed in front of my face for quite a long while. Kept telling me, turn off the light and go inside. Twice the bee did that. And gosh, I gave them only a little water in the basin outside in the garden, so that maybe they can take some water for themselves. Because I saw them taking water from the sink area before. And saw the bees that warned me 3 times. One time in daytime, I told you.
Yes, Master.
And 2 other occasions at night. I can never love them enough.
I love the animals more than anything. Any animals. So endearing, you know, like the skunk last time I told you that he responded to what I told him and helped me to call my dogs even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I told you already. And then when I was worried about him, I said, are you okay? He even responded to me, not just inside, but outside. I know it. That's so endearing. You understand me?
Yes.
And the squirrels, they keep warning me or comforting me many times, and even brought me some mangoes.
Oh, wow.
He's too small, he cannot bring the whole mango. He brought me a piece of mango and dropped it in front of my door. Oh, my God. You see how lovely the animals are, even the wild animals.
Yes, Master.
And not just mangoes, but other fruit also. I thought, how come the fruit fell in front of my door? I don't see that kind of fruit in my surroundings where I was in retreat. And I didn't see any mangoes at that time. I didn't have any mango fruit around in my surroundings at all. And other kind of fruit, nothing. It wasn't in season. I don't know how the squirrel got the mangoes. Big piece, like the 3-finger piece of mango. And other kinds of fruit. Yes, I was wondering where the fruit came from until I saw it, that the squirrel dropped it in front of my door. And the squirrel who kept flagging the banana peel in front of me, you know, outside of my window. I was thinking he's hungry. I said, oh my God, you're hungry. There are food and fruit outside under the tree for you every day. He said, no, I don't eat banana. I just want your attention. My God, truly like that. He was such a chubby young squirrel. So lovely, lovely and beautiful. His eyes so big, glaring at me in all attentiveness, in all, I don't know how to explain it, so expressively urgent and so much love in it. I can never thank them enough for protecting me and loving me thus, beyond exception, beyond imagination. I have prayed day and night for the sake of the animals, dignity, comfort, peace, and safety since years already. But I never thought the wild animals, they are also so kind and so loving like that and so protective. My heart just doesn't know how to express all this gratitude and love for them, for the animals. Thank you. Thank you, all of you, my dearest friends, the animals. I pray for all of you every day. May heavens hear us, bless all of us, liberate all of us, liberate, free all of us from this trap of the illusionary Maya drama. Thank you all who help. I would do anything. Every day I ask, is there anything else I can do to make the world vegan? Come quick. Not just these industrial animals, but also wild animals. They are so good, so good, so good. My God, they are saintly beings. If everyone knows what I know, I keep telling everybody, you should believe me. What's the reason I should tell lies for the animals? What reason should I tell lies? You understand me?
Yes. Yes.
The wild animal and the spider and the bees and the birds and the squirrels and the skunk, what for I tell lie about them? They truly interact with me like that. And I'm sure they interact with many others who can understand their language.
Yeah. Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
And their benevolent intention. Protecting humans despite all dangers. I'm not sure if the bee would fly and freeze in front of anyone like that. I'm not sure. Any of you have this phenomena?
Yes, Master.
You have it? Who?
Me.
Yeah, what did he do? What did the bird do? The bee do?
Exactly that. Froze like that in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And didn't move for a long time.
Uh-huh. Not long, just some seconds and...
For me, it was a long time because it never happened to me like that.
Okay, and what did she tell you?
I don't know.
No idea. That's the problem. We are the problem. We are truly the problem. We're deaf, dumb, and blind. Yeah, there's one scholar, a rabbi or some Jewish scholar. We also gave him an award, yeah? Shining World
Hero
Award. And also he wrote a book called... we saw it on our TV, say, in front of the blind, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You remember, yeah? Okay.
Yes.
I think he should add more. In front of the blind, deaf, dumb. No, or maybe adding more title, like in front of the blind, talking to the deaf, you know? expecting the response from the dumb, you sing like that. Yeah, that's how I feel every day, you know. Whenever I have time to sit down and think of humans, I think we are deaf, blind, and dumb. We don't know anything, and we look down upon the animals who are so intelligent, so inside, so connected with the divine. Even trees, yeah.
Yes,
even trees have to ooze out whatever oil they have to teach humans to be better stewards of the planet, not to kill lives, not to destroy environment or other animals, because that means we're killing ourselves. He says, remind humans not to destroy themselves. That's why he drew Tree of Life, so perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
More perfect and precise, more than what we do even with the pen.
It's incredible. Yes.
So perfect, like done by a computer. Hmm? So detailed, so perfect in every little stroke. So it means exactly that. Do not destroy life. We cut trees, we kill animals, all these are destroying activities to ourselves. It's so harmful that they don't even see it. I don't know what the future brings, but the way the humans are going, nothing good will come out of that.
Delightful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 3 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is God and His Glory, selections from The Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, Chapter 2, In the Company of Devotees, Part 1 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you attain true happiness through your devoted meditation.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Killing is never right. Peace is the only answer.